Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Born to Win by Zig Ziglar with his son Tom. Sophie, I gotta ask, what's your first reaction to a title like that?
Hey there, Sam. I'm excited to dig into this one. At first glance, Born to Win might sound a little cheesy, but this book is actually a deep look at what winning really means. It's not about beating everyone else, it's about becoming the person you were designed to be.
Okay, I love that. Because when I hear winning, I think competition, scoreboards, you know, beating the other guy. But Ziglar flips that completely. He says true winning is about fulfilling your potential and living a life of purpose, balance, and significance.
Exactly.
And the book's core premise is that we were all born with the capacity to win. It's not about luck or circumstance. It's about tapping into that potential and doing the work.
And he's not just talking about career or money. He's talking about every area of life like family, health, finances, and spirituality. It's a holistic approach. You can't be a huge success at work and a total disaster at home and call yourself a winner.
Right.
And he makes this powerful point that our minds are the most powerful tools we have. The way we think determines how we feel and act, and ultimately the results we get.
So it's like the power of positive thinking on steroids, but he's careful to say it's not about ignoring reality or pretending problems don't exist.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging the challenges, but refusing to be defined by them. It's the difference between saying everything will be fine and saying no matter what happens, I have the resources to handle it and grow.
That's a huge distinction, and he ties that into taking complete responsibility for our lives. It's not about blaming ourselves for everything, but realizing we can always control how we respond.
Yes, that's so liberating. When you stop making excuses and start owning your choices, you reclaim your power. You move from being a victim of circumstance to being a creator of your own destiny.
And that's where goal setting comes in. He says most people fail because they never decide exactly what they want. Vague wishes don't cut it. You need concrete targets that excite you and pull you out of bed in the morning.
And it's not just writing down goals. It's creating a compelling vision of your future that engages your emotions and imagination. You can see, feel, and taste it as if it's already happened.
Okay, but here's where I really started to push back a little. He talks about success without character being hollow. At first, I thought, well, duh, no one wants to be a jerk. But then he goes deeper.
How so?
He says that the person who reaches the top by stepping on others will find themselves alone and empty. True success is holistic. You can't neglect your relationships or your health in the pursuit of achievement.
And that's where the practical habits come in. He's big on continuous learning. Successful people are voracious readers and perpetual students of life. They know what got them here won't get them there.
That's a good point. And he also talks about daily planning. He says most people spend more time planning a vacation than planning their lives. Without a plan, you're just reacting to whatever comes your way.
And he's not talking about being busy. He's talking about being productive, focusing on the few things that will make the greatest difference, and learning to say no to good opportunities so you can say yes to great ones.
Yeah. That's a skill I'm still working on. Now, one of my favorite parts is what he says about relationships. He's famous for this line. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.
That's such a powerful principle. And it's not manipulative. It's about genuinely focusing on adding value to others, building trust and goodwill. The most successful people are masters of win-win relationships.
And he doesn't shy away from fear and self-doubt. He says even the most successful people feel fear. The difference is they act in spite of it. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's moving forward anyway.
And he gives practical strategies for that. Break big challenges into smaller steps. Focus on what you can control. Remind yourself of past successes when you faced similar fears and overcame them.
That's good stuff. And he also talks about integrity and honesty. He says trust is the foundation of all successful relationships. And the shortcuts you take today become the obstacles you face tomorrow.
So true. And he brings in gratitude and attitude. Happy people aren't happy because everything's perfect. They've cultivated an attitude of gratitude, focusing on what they have rather than what they lack.
And that reminds me of the part about change. He says the comfort zone is a prison. To grow, you have to step into discomfort, make mistakes, and learn from them. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of it.
And persistence is more important than talent. The person who refuses to give up will eventually succeed. The person who quits at the first sign of difficulty will never know what they could have achieved.
And finally, he talks about finding purpose beyond ourselves. The deepest satisfaction comes from what we give, not what we get. When we align our work with a sense of service, even mundane tasks become meaningful.
Yeah, that's the heart of it. And the book ends with a call to action. Knowledge isn't power, applied knowledge is. You have to start immediately. Take the first step, however small. And be patient with yourself. Lasting change takes time.
So if I had to pick one thing I'm taking away from this book, it's that winning is a choice. It's not about what happens to you. It's about what you do with what you're given. And that's a choice we make every single day.
That's beautifully put. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into Born to Win or explore other life-changing books, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So remember, you were born to win. The question is whether you'll choose to claim that birthright. We'll see you in the next one.